Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. And I am super excited to be in your ears. When you'll be listening to this, it will be the first day of the month of September. And I could not think of something better to talk to you about other than how to 10x your outcome from every month. Okay. Now, you may have heard my story. In 2015, I believe it was, I was writing my goals for 2016. Okay, so I took my time. I took the 9 core areas of life. I started writing my goals. I did all of that. I was like super excited. I was like, oh my goodness, I am ready for 2016. Okay, now, for some reason, once I was done with that, I saw my goals for 2014 right there on my nightstand. And so I picked it up and I looked at them. And to my shock, they were the exact same goals. And I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. I have worked hard all year. I have done things in all these aspects of my life all year, but I was not intentional. I did not review often. I probably did not look at my goals the entire year. And because of that, I did not make as much traction as I thought I did, right? And so one of the things that would multiply your impact, multiply your outcome, multiply your results is to stop periodically and evaluate and review and take stock and take inventory and do all of those things, which is something I failed to do, which I have never failed to do since I had that experience, because 12 months is a lot of months to waste. Okay. And it's possible to be really, really busy and not be productive. It's happened to me once, or many times, you know, but I noticed it and I was like, never again. And not only am I intentional about looking at my goals, but I have this whole system around it, because the idea is that experience people have every December of stopping, checking their goals, taking stock, what did I do with the year and all of those things. I do that every month. I have a December, I have an end of December every single month. Okay. And I want to share that process with you, because if you start this month this way, this makes a huge difference. If you then go further to adopt this as a thing you do every month, it will blow your mind, okay? And your results will be out of this world. Now, when it comes to this episode, I'm going to be talking about your life in general. It's not going to be just your business, but of course, your business is one of those areas of life, but we're going to talk about all of it. So I want you to think of you as a human. So we're talking about you as far as spirituality, your family, the legacy you want to leave, your finances, your health, your social capital, right? Which is your network, your business or career or, you know, school, if you're listening to this with your kids, okay? Fun, believe it or not, I set goals for that. I set goals for fun as well. Personal development, all right? So I want you to think of, you know, like all of you, okay? So I'm not just talking business goals here, all right? Now, so I want to walk you through the 7 things I do at the end of every month to get me ready for the next month, okay? So the first thing, the very first place to start is taking inventory of your wins from the previous month, okay? So taking inventory of your wins from the previous month, if you're doing this on the first of the month, or that month, if you're doing it at the end of them. And what this looks like is really stopping to say, what worked? What was a breakthrough? Maybe I didn't get the win all the way, you know, where I wanted it to be. Okay. So this was the month that I was supposed to have my first $100,000 month, but I made 98 or I made 75. But before that, I made 35. Okay. That is a win. We are celebrating it. But if you don't take time to take inventory, it's just like, well, I didn't hit my goal. No, stop. What did work? What are some things that I've never done before that I did for the first time? Right? What are some things I took to the next level? What are some difficult conversations I had? What are some goals that I wouldn't even own before now, but I owned them last month, right? Maybe I built a team for the first time. Maybe I spoke on stage for the first time. Maybe I charged higher for the first time. Like, whatever that is, going to take inventory of them and you're going to celebrate them. Like before we even go anywhere, right? Because you want to start with gratitude. You want to start from that standpoint of, oh my goodness, this is working. I'm so grateful. My life is amazing. It doesn't mean you don't have challenges. Everybody has challenges. And if the only reason why you would celebrate is because you don't have challenges, you are never going to celebrate, right? And so we stop and we celebrate what's working, okay? Like in the EntreMD Business School, we make this a huge thing. Like even with our sessions, we start with what are your wins, right? And someone come and they say this big win. And then after that, we're like, okay, laser coaching, what are your challenges? And they come up with this big challenge. We have both. This is a human experience, okay? But you have to learn to celebrate the wins. So the first thing is to take inventory and celebrate those wins. The second thing is to review your yearly goals, okay? Because you don't accomplish your yearly goals by doing things from a yearly goal. You accomplish your yearly goals by accomplishing things month to month, week to week, day to day, hour to hour, right? So it's like you take your yearly goals and you break them down, okay? So the starting point is, you know, what did I set out to accomplish this year? At that point, you may need to edit some stuff. Maybe there are things you set that were too small. And then now you're like, oh my goodness, this is not even inspiring or is not motivating me to do anything anymore. Maybe you need to make it a little bigger. Okay. Or things that you've finally accomplished. And you're like, okay, maybe I add something else in that or not. Okay. If you need to edit it, you edit it. But the bottom line is you want to reacquaint yourself with what it is you set out to do in the year. Okay. So you review your yearly goals. And then the third thing is based on those yearly goals, you're going to set a monthly goal. And that month, you're going to set your monthly goals. And the monthly goals are really, it's a portion of the yearly goal that you're going to capture in the month, right? And so if you're saying, you know, this is the year where I hit a million in business. Okay, let's use that numbers. Numbers are easy to measure. Okay, that means that if you're going to do that, then that means you're looking at $83,000 for the month. Or if you're like, I didn't quite hit $83,000 the month before, then maybe you're like, okay, this is my first $100,000 month. Do you see what I mean? Like, so you break it down. What am I going to do? Maybe for the year you said, I'm going to lose 40 pounds this year. And so maybe for this month, you're like, I want to lose 6 pounds, right? And so you're breaking it down to something you can grasp onto. And you're like, for the next 30 days, this is what I'm going to be working on. And this is the outcome that I'm going to get. Okay. So you set your monthly goals. Then the fourth thing you do is that you figure out the strategy, okay? So yes, we had the yearly goals. Now we've broken up to the monthly goals. So now you said this is your first $100,000 month. What are you going to need to do for this to be a $100,000 month? You say you're going to, you know, for the year, you're going to lose 60 pounds. And in this month, you're going to lose 6 pounds. Okay, what is the strategy to lose 6 pounds this month? Right? You say, oh, my marriage is going to be like so much better. We're going to have a much stronger friendship and all this other stuff. We're going to be able to communicate better, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, you broke it down to monthly. So what is the strategy to do that? Do you need to institute a date night where we don't talk about kids, we don't talk about business, career, all of that stuff is just us? Is that what you need to do? Is that like, so what is it, right? So we don't want to set goals and not have plans because that means they're wishes. Oh, I wish this would happen, right? You want to have a strategy. It's subject to change and all of that kind of stuff. So don't be afraid to come up with something, but you want to have a strategy, okay? And you know, Dr. Una loves strategy, okay? He's so funny. Someone in the business school is like, oh, I'm sure Dr. Una must have a blueprint, framework, algorithm, something for that, right? Like I love strategy. Okay. Then number five, you want to identify traps. And this is a big one. Okay, because you've already, you know, if it's September, for instance, you've already had 8 months in the year. You've already set this goal. Maybe you've not accomplished it because of some certain things that have been showing up. So for instance, you set the goal that you're going to have $100,000 a month, but you're still not comfortable putting yourself out there. And that is costing you money, right? So that fear is costing you money. You don't like having the money conversation. And so, you know, you should raise your prices, that the math doesn't work. But you've shied away from doing that, right? Or you've wanted to lose weight and you're not the kind of person who likes to shop. You don't have healthy snacks or healthy foods in your fruits, vegetables, all that stuff in your fridge. And so 6 p.m. once you come back from work and you're really hungry and dinner isn't ready, you still have to make it. That's when you go for the sweets. Like, just look at the patterns that you've had. How come I haven't been accomplishing this? Or how come I haven't been accomplishing it to the degree that I could? You want to look at those traps so that you can look for how to overcome them, right? We don't pretend they're not there because they're there and they have floored us every month, right? And so we identify those traps so we can overcome them. And number six is you want to prioritize your health. You want to prioritize your health because once that's not there, nothing else works. And I'm talking about physical health and I'm talking about mental health. I'm a person of faith, so I'll say spiritual health as well. But you want to make sure that you're good, right? Because everything starts and stops with you. Every outcome is just an offshoot of you. They're not really real. The real thing is you. And then so when you're not working, it's not working, right? So what that means is, do you need to start taking walks every day? Do you need to drink more water? Do you need to get more sleep? Do you need to start a meditation practice? Do you need to cut off some, you know, maybe Facebook groups, for instance, or people that you're around, and every time you're around them, it is so mentally tasking, so stressful, like even emotionally? You want to take a look at your health and then put in habits, right? So you want to prioritize that. Okay, you want to prioritize that. I prioritize exercise. I prioritize meditating in the scriptures. I prioritize, you know, my spiritual habits. I prioritize all of those things, right? Why? Because when I don't work, none of this works. Like the whole entrepreneurship thing, we can just throw it away if my health is not there. Okay, so that's number six. And number seven, you know, every time I talk about it, I hosted a retreat, I want to say 2 months ago. And when I did that, I said what I'm about to tell you. And everybody was like, wait, what? What do you mean by that? You just told us about goal setting. How can you say that? It's detach yourself from the results. Detach yourself from the results. So let's say you made the decision in the beginning of the year, this is going to be my first $1 million year. And then you made the decision for this month, this is going to be my $100,000 month. And you've decided on the strategy that will get you there. You've evaluated the strategy. Does this have the capacity to take me there? Yes. Okay. Now that you have the strategy, you're going to embrace the strategy. You're going to execute the strategy. You're going to throw away the result. You're going to, because there's no amount of focusing on the result that produces the result. Now, I'm not saying you can't have the result on a vision board. I'm not saying you shouldn't look at your goals every day and see that $100,000 number there. But as you go about your day, I find people are like, oh man, but this day has passed. I haven't made the 100 and this and that. And I'm like, there's no amount of focusing on the results that produces the results. The focus is on what gets me the results and taking action on that, right? And that also gives you the opportunity to give yourself grace, because if you're like, I executed my plan to the best of my ability, I edited, I did all the things I knew and I didn't hit my result, that's okay. I gave it my best shot. I gave it my all. I'm good. Right. And then that way you don't have to get thoroughly bent out of shape because, you know, day by day, it's not falling in the way you want it to. Okay. So detach yourself from the results. So have it, but don't get bent out of shape. Just give it your best shot and let's see where it lands, you know? All right. So you can have, now that doesn't mean you can't do the visioneering. Doesn't mean you can't have it on your vision board, but you have the time for that. But when you're in your day to day, your focus is on the things that will get you the result. Okay. All right. So take inventory of your wins, review your yearly goals, set your monthly goals, identify your strategy, identify the traps, prioritize your health, and detach yourself from the results. Okay. This is one of these episodes where you do want to take the time, you want to sit, you want to have your notebook, journal, pen, and you workshop this. Okay. This is literally like a workshop. You workshop this, and then you go into this month and you create massive wins for yourself. Okay. Not just in business, but in every aspect of your life. And then when you get to the end of this month, you rinse and repeat. But if you do this, what will end up happening is that every single month, you are in momentum. You are moving forward. You're moving closer to your most important goals. And when you get to December, you're like, wow, the difference a year can make. And boy, would I love to celebrate that with you. So what I want you to do is I want you to do this. And as you start getting the wins, will you email me and say, Dr. Una, you will not believe what happened, right? Dr. Una, D-R-U-N-A at EntreMD.com. And let me tell you, I will say, of course, I'll believe it. Tell me, okay? I would love to hear your wins, okay? Because as doctors, I know that this is our time. And I would love to see you win, see you thrive, doing great in every aspect of your life. I'm totally rooting for you. I'm 1,000% committed to your success. And I can't wait to see it, okay? So we're going to create a time. I mean, we have months left in the year. We can make this a masterpiece. We still have time. Don't believe the lie that you can't. This year, December 31st, you can be looking back and you can go like, wow. If somebody told me this, I would not have believed it. You may even be here and you're like, I haven't even set yearly goals. This is a great time. Set them. Okay. So I'm totally rooting for you. Share this episode with another doctor. You can even do this together. You guys can be accountability buddies. And I will see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.